Podcast number 700 and I don't even know what number.
It's probably like 1,000 something.
It could be at this point.
We're still poor.
I'm not even sure
what
it could be.
We're still poor, right?
Yeah. Oh, poor? Yeah, we're poor. We're poor.
What's this? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong. That's not the right song.
Of course not. Why would anything be correct on this podcast?
This is it. Oh,
hang on. Oh, someone yelled it, yeah.
Yeah, that was him, I think.
Is that really? This
I was
is actually
talking
my...
to the band.
I'd like to introduce you to the Coral Reefer Band.
Oh, forget it.
We don't want to meet them. We want to hear the song. Quiet.
That's it. Hold on.
And from Decatur, Georgia, singing with us, Miss Deborah McCall.
Just play our song.
I'm trying to find the chorus you want. She wanted, why don't we get drunk and screw,
yeah,
that's the chorus.
I really. Okay, now we have to hear the whole song. Appreciate
Ugh. It's the Carolina Cadillo Show. It's a bilingual podcast.
Yes.
You never know Jimmy Buffett in the background. Don't look too clear. Here we go. It's coming up here. Here's the point of the song, everybody. Listen, hang in there.
Yep, hang in there.
Another round of brew.
Yeah. Another
round of brew. Here's the chorus. Well, honey,
don't we get drunk and screw? That's it?
That's all you wanted.
Why don't we get drunk and screw?
Oh, I just bought a water bin filled up with Elmer's glue.
Okay, let's go back.
There you go. That's a mashup, everybody.
It is a mashup. Hey, guys, this is the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
It is, what is today, Jeff? October 7th?
Yeah.
Is that recording? Please tell me it is.
Yeah, it's recording.
Okay, yeah, we have to record. If not, we have to bang something around and then it starts recording. Okay, guys.
Bang you around.
It is Wednesday.
Or just bang you.
October 7th.
It's the 7th? It's the 6th.
It's a sick? No, it's not. Is
yeah,
it
it's
really?
October 6th, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We haven't argued with a date,
you know,
are we? Really?
If you listen to the show to get, like, accurate news, don't.
You know, do you remember, you know, speaking of that, do you remember, did your bank have the flashing time and temperature outside?
My bank never did, no.
My bank, around the corner from our house, it was like a 70s and 80s thing where the bank had the sign up front would say like 2:25 p.m. and it would say 72 degrees.
Yeah.
The bank would tell you. You didn't need your phone. You didn't need a smartphone.
Oh, my God.
All you needed was to drive by the bank.
Here's the guy that wants to have a smart house.
I wonder what time it is. Hang on. Let me drive by the bank.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait. What's the temperature? Hold on. Let me see what dime savings.
You know what, Jeff? You're always talking about, you know, digital world we live
Ruin
in.
My
it's
timing.
Horrible. But you know what? You told me the other day, I want a smart house.
Well,
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Because we have a really dumb house that's 70 years old. So
Alexa,
who doesn't want a newer house?
Alexa was meant for me, but guess who uses every single day?
Well,
Jeff.
I use it as my backup alarm clock because my Charlie Chaplin alarm clock isn't working right.
And there's music going on sometimes.
Well, you can set Alexa. She can wake you up to anything you want.
Exactly. Hey,
Alexa,
listen.
Wake me up to sex sounds since I never hear that.
Hey, Jeff, no, she's not going to do that.
Yeah. She'll do anything you want.
No. Ask Siri to do it right now for you.
Siri.
Give me a sex sound.
Hey, Siri, make some sex sounds.
That's it right there. She's not making
on it.
Any.
On it.
Now playing the 100 best songs about sex on Apple Music.
No. She bails herself out. So the first song is Sexual Eruption by Snoop Dogg.
Oh, wow. I never heard of that one.
From
anyway.
Ego Trippin'.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg is going to be at the halftime for the Super Bowl this year. Do you know that?
That's a hip hop Super Bowl.
Oh my God, it's going to be great.
Eminem,
wow.
Right?
Eminem.
I'm waiting for the backlash. People are going to flip out about this.
Why?
Because it's kind of untraditional. I mean, hip hop's been around for a long time.
Oh my God, it's
but...
about time. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
that's going to be great.
I don't know if it's going to be
great.
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be. I'm okay.
I'm not that excited.
I am.
Eminem's a great performer. Some of the others are okay.
Yeah.
Who else on the bill? Is Ludacris? No.
No.
Luda.
The guy that sold Beats. Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
And Snoop?
Yeah, and Snoop.
going to do the Chronic stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to enjoy that.
I'd love to hear that.
Who else is going to be on it? Jeff, could you find out?
Yeah.
Do a search.
I was just seeing the list.
Do a search while I tell my story, okay? Hey, guys. So I posted on Instagram today because, you know what, Jeff? In a world where you can be anything you want to be.
Yes.
You should choose to be kind, okay?
Be nice, right?
I mean, Jeff, the reason I'm saying this because for the last couple of days, I've been dealing with a lot of shitty people. If I can say that word, shitty people. Shitty people who are just not nice.
Not nice.
Mean people, okay?
Yeah, you know.
And what's the reason? I don't understand why you have to be so mean.
Well, people are very angry in life, you know?
Okay, but why treat others like why treat others like that? You know, it's so not worth it, you know?
No, of course it's not worth it. People are nasty,
though. And I'm the type of person, Jeff, that, you know, you can only push me so much because then, you know what I get,
then
Jeff,
you
right?
Lose, then you
this
lose
is, this is recording, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. I'm just looking at the computer.
Okay.
Just go ahead.
Anyway, so...
I'm listening to you. I can do two things at once.
Really? Okay.
Three, as a matter of fact.
Anyway, so today I'm still bugged out about a couple of things that have happened to the last couple of days.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so I go to Starbucks right now, get my usual green tea lemonade unsweetened at the drive-thru. What happens when I go pick up my drink at the drive-thru?
Yes.
The girl at the barista said, the person in front of you just paid for you.
A little paying it forward, huh?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And I was going to pay for the person back of me.
What, did he ask what they ordered?
They had like five drinks and like three sandwiches, and it was like $30. I said, I'll get the next one next time.
Yeah, that happened to me. Yeah. I said, I remember I said, what they order behind, because somebody did it to me.
Yeah.
And I said, what did they order behind me? She said, oh, regular coffee. I said, I'll take care of that too.
No,
that's like $2.80.
But
any if she had said the word latte, I was like, no, I'm out. Sorry, don't even. Say the word latte or cappuccino,
like,
or macchiato.
Yeah, right?
It's like $6 or $7. You know.
But anyway, it just goes to tell you that
there are
a lot of nice people in the world.
Yes,
a lot.
Isn't it weird? Don't you feel a little empty? Like you can't thank them, but you want to, right?
I mean,
that's the way I felt when they did it to me. I was like, oh my God, what car were they driving?
I saw them, and then
Can I catch them? Is she hot?
I couldn't catch them, but because they just like zoomed off.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, that was really, really nice. I just know it was a red car, but anyway.
A red car.
If you listen to the podcast, please, thank you so much for being such a nice person.
Exactly. See, there are some nice people out there. It gives you hope for humanity.
Exactly.
Right, that little $6 gesture.
Exactly.
They're probably in shock. They're probably like, $6 iced tea? What, are you kidding me?
It's a great iced tea.
What the hell's a drink? That's not even on the menu. It only says grande, venti, and whatever the frick whatever they call a small or a tall.
A tall. Oh my God! Can I tell you? I love my sister, but I say to her all the time, Marlene, if you don't know the drink sizes, go to Dunkin' Donuts.
You gotta speak their lingo.
And I said, you've been here enough to know the sizes. Can I get a small? I said no. Can I get a large? I'm like, no. I said, I told the barista, I said, you know what? Do not serve her.
You have to know the language. Can you imagine, like, there's some Italian coffee shop somewhere where they invented those sizes.
Penta.
I mean, officially invented those sizes.
Venti.
And they're probably pissed off now that Starbucks. The Starbucks guy stole the idea. Anyway. The Super Bowl halftime show is Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two are Mary J. Blige and Kendrick Lamar,
who
had that Butterfly album and some other really great albums.
Wow.
What was the other album called a couple of years ago? Oh, my God. The Kendrick Lamar record's great.
That's going to be a great, great halftime, Jeff.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mary J. Blige, love her.
You get some hits out of
it. Yeah, exactly.
You get some big hits there, Carolina.
Jeff, what's going on right now? What are we going to talk about?
What's going on? You know, I saw that this weekend... You know, I know Saturday Night Live had their debut last weekend, but this weekend they're getting a lot of publicity because you see who's hosting this weekend?
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
She's hosting SNL, and she's getting a lot of crap from some celebrities, some people who are actors and actresses. Who was it?
Why?
It's somebody really well-known who gave her a hard time.
Why are they giving her a hard time?
Deborah Messing. She was on...
Deborah Messing is getting hit from everywhere.
Deborah Messing from what's Will and Grace.
Yeah, exactly.
That was her big hit.
They're attacking her.
Okay,
attacking her.
She said, why Kim Kardashian?
Why not Kim Kardashian?
Well, Deborah Messing says, I know she's a cultural icon, but SNL has hosts generally who are performers who are there to promote a film, a TV show, or an album launch. She is right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but occasionally they've had Trump on.
Yeah.
They've had football players host, baseball players
host. But that's not the norm. It could be anybody that is well known to the public.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian is Kim K.
Right,
Cash.
She might be awful in these skits. She might not be funny at all.
You just never know.
I know. Occasionally somebody surprises
you. I wish they all would come on. I love the Kardashians.
So the story is that Kanye, they say, is in town to secretly help her. And that they're sort of reconciling because he's been on the show. Mm-hmm. I think he's hosted, hasn't he?
Yeah, no, I don't know if
he's
hosted.
Has he only been musical guest?
I think
he's been both.
I think he had a little burnout, right? He didn't like flip out?
I don't know. He's gone crazy at times. She was spotted on a Tuesday going from her Upper East Side hotel to 30 Rock clutching a large Balenciaga bag. How do you say it?
Balenciaga. Balenciaga, Jeff.
I was close.
Don't even say if you can't say it.
Okay.
You're gonna insult the brand.
The brand.
Yes.
Is that someone's name? It's got to be some guy's
Balenciaga,
name.
Balenciaga, yeah.
Is there a guy named Balenciaga?
I don't know. I don't know.
Calvin Klein?
I don't know.
Is there Ralph Lauren?
We should get my friend Sean Williams from Fashion Observer Podcast.
Yeah.
Because you're always asking me, how do you pronounce Hermes?
It's Hermé, isn't it? There's no S, right?
You know
what?
I wonder if she can come on.
What was the one from, what was the other one from the Pretty Woman movie? What does she say? Louis Vuitton? No, what does she say? This one she goofs up in that movie.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Ask Siri. She might know.
No, Siri. I'm not asking Siri. I asked Siri once already today. Nick Cannon news. Nick Cannon's a dad of 7. You know that?
Really?
Nick Cannon has 7 kids by how many different women? I forget how many women, but anyhow, the point of my story was he says he's not going to do it. He's celibate right now. No more sex.
Well,
he's going to see if he can make it to 2022 without fathering another another child.
Well, he's got twins. Remember, Jeff?
He's got 10-year-old twins.
Mariah Carey. Yeah, Mariah Carey.
Their names are Moroccan and Monroe, by the way.
Yeah, nice names.
And, yeah, what did he say? He would... he's trying to be abstinent, it says here. But
trying to abstain. But you know what? There is such a thing called condoms.
Yeah, I know. 4 different women. He had 4 kids with 3 different women in the last year.
Okay.
The last year.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon has like some sort of magic.
I have to ask my mom.
He's got like a magical penis or something, or his personality. What is it?
Well, I don't. My God rest my grandmother in Nicaragua, Jeff, right?
She did it with Nick Cannon?
She
really?
I think she had 16 kids.
I love doing it with Nick Cannon.
Let's get my mom. Let's get my mom on real quick, right? Let's get my mom, because let me ask her. She won't be. She'll tell you the truth. I forgot how many husbands she had, because she had 16 kids. Let me see. Let's just ask her. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I believe it was 16.
16 kids.
Yeah, she's 16. Yeah.
I'd forget their names.
Yeah.
I really, honestly, would. Wouldn't you? Like I remember, like sometimes
my mother knows all their names.
Yeah,
my mother knows it. And I believe my grandmother has like 100 grandkids, and I don't know how many great grandkids.
Now, how many of those would you remember?
Oh, I don't know. My grandmother knew every one of them, though. Let's ask my mom.
Oh, no.
I'll talk to her in Spanish because I don't know if she can understand.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and talk to your mother.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Look at Donna.
Un poquito español aquí para el show también. Un poquito español.
Donna. Hola, Donna.
Hola, Jeff.
Hello.
Hey,
hola.
Mom. Hey,
hola.
Mom. Es Carolina y Jeff. ¿Cómo está, mom?
Hola, Donna. Mama.
Hi, how are you?
Mamá,
good, how are you?
Estás en el show, el podcast, mamá. Mi show. Estás en el show. Saluda a la audiencia.
Hi. Hola, ¿cómo andan todos?
Okay.
Dios los bendiga a todos.
Okay, mamá.
Dios los bendiga a todos.
Mom, una pregunta.
We're good, lady.
Mamá, una pregunta ya. Mi abuelita, su mamá Simona Delgadillo, ¿tuvo cuántos hijos?
Tuvo 16.
See, I told her 16 kids, ¿sí?
Wow.
Mamá, ¿y usted se recuerda de todos los nombres de sus hermanos y hermanas?
Sí, la primera se llamaba Mercedes.
Mercedes was the first one. Pero se recuerda todo.
Ya no me acuerdo los demás.
She doesn't know the name? No.
mamá, una pregunta. ¿Con cuántos esposos tuvo mi abuelita para tener tantos hijos?
Uno.
No, mamá.
One.
Mamá, no. Ella tuvo...
Sí,
mamá,
Carolina.
She's not a slut like Nick Cannon is.
Mamá, el papá suyo solo tuvo 3 hijas.
No, 4.
Okay, ¿y el resto de los hijos con cuántos más esposos tuvo ella?
Uno más, pues.
Oh, so 2.
They were just random guys.
Uno, creo yo.
Oh, okay, 2.
I thought they were just random dudes.
I guess, 2. Wow.
Maybe, right?
Oh, you know, okay, mamá, nomás quería saber. Jeff quería preguntar ya. All right, mom, we love you. Bye.
Okay. Love
bye.
You.
Bye. Bye. Chismoso, una tira de chismoso.
Bye, bye,
take
bye.
Take care,
bye.
Mama.
Bye.
2. I had heard another story. But listen, she did have 16 kids, see?
Really?
16 kids.
Wow, that's
in Nicaragua, yes.
That is a crazy uterus, man. Wow, 16 children.
Yeah, a lot.
I mean, Nick Cannon's got, what did I just say, seven?
Yeah, seven kids. Seven kids.
He's not even 40.
Seven kids.
He works a lot, though.
Really? Yeah, he does. He's got to maintain those kids.
He's on The Masked Singer. He's got a talk show now.
Yeah. I like him. He's good. Oh my gosh, Jeff.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Yankees are out of it.
Oh yeah, they're done. This Garrett Cole they got,
pitcher
they got.
Yeah.
Not a big game guy apparently.
Who was the guy they fired from the Mets?
Luis Rojas.
Why?
Because two losing seasons. They did not have a winning record. So he's what they call the fall guy. It's not really his fault, but there were some in-game decisions people didn't like. But overall, the team didn't perform. The Mets didn't hit this year. They lost like a ton of one-run games. If they had won like 30 of these one-run games, they would have been in it. But they didn't. That's baseball.
Nice.
That's baseball, Susan.
The pandemic is still here, but we're back with baseball. Would have been nice.
No, no, we're not. That's it. The Yankees made it one postseason game. They're not the Yankees were what they call streaky this year. They had, they won 13 games in a row.
Wow.
But then they won, then they lost like the next 11 out of 13. It was awful, you know? So the Yankees, they're done. Season's over. Yeah, so you arrogant New York Yankees fans, you got to wait till next year.
Oh, man, that really bummed me out.
Oh, they can't lose. They're the Yankees. Oh God, I hate that whole routine. They're New York. We got to win. Sorry, you didn't have to win. You lost.
Hey,
bye.
Jeff, adios. So let me ask you a question this, okay?
You're done.
Let's just say, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah.
There is a strip club owner who is posted on her social media that she takes her kid to work.
Uh-huh.
She is getting so much bashing.
Yeah, that's the Twitter mob.
How do you take a kid to your place of work? And why not?
How old is the child?
The child is, I think, a year old.
Oh, a year old, that's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly fine. Kid doesn't know what's going on. Would I take Jackson at 4 years old and say, this is what you're going to be dealing with in the future? No.
But, you know, you know what, Jeff? She's not out robbing banks.
She runs a business.
She's making a living for her child.
Yeah.
And if there's no one, you know, she's still struggling with COVID and everything.
She's not putting the kid on a stage.
Yeah. I don't know. I get. I'm a little, you know,
conflicted.
Conflicted about it because I don't know. It's. I don't know. But at the same
It's a legal business.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but at the same time, she's trying to make a living for her kid. She has no one to watch her kid. She's got a little nursery there. It's not like he's watching the dancers, but I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Like you just said, I mean, if your kid's not putting dollars in the dancers, you know, it's not a baby strip club. You're not having other babies strip for him. You're not having like 3-year-old girls strip for a baby.
Yeah.
They're adults making adult decisions. And I think as soon as that kid becomes conscious to what's going on, it's a boy, right? You said
it's a little boy. Yeah.
As soon as that kid becomes conscious to what's happening or even before that. No, then you stop. You know?
Oh, but she's also gotten a lot of positivity from this her post. She said, she goes, one woman said that he will respect all women later in life, you know?
Do you know if they had daycare at strip joints, you know how many guys would be there in the daytime with their kids? Like having their kids like play downstairs with the strippers, like playing tic-tac-toe and twister and stuff with the girls?
Yeah, okay. But someone said
pin the tail on the piece of ass.
Jeff, you know what?
I'm kidding. Meaning a donkey. Get a donkey piece of ass. All right, sorry. Oh, my God. Wasn't funny.
You want to roll? You going to keep going?
I want to roll, yeah.
Someone said there's more security at a strip club than at a daycare center.
You don't want people getting out of control. There's some very gruff-looking guys who used to manage the door at the Raven's Nest. But I was friendly with them. They knew me.
Oh, of course. Yes,
like, JJ the DJ's here.
Yeah, okay.
He brings prizes and toys for the girls at Christmas time. I'll never forget, I gave the girls at the Raven's Nest, I gave them inflatable candy canes. And the girl took the candy, this girl Randy took the candy cane on stage. This is before I knew you, actually.
Oh, I hope so.
She took the candy cane on stage and like, you know, she was like playing. Oh, it was crazy. Oh, God, the good old days.
Yeah, right.
Oh, the poor Raven's Nest.
Guess who was promoting her book, her tell-all book?
Katie Couric?
Katie Couric.
I know.
Will be on the Today Show. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
She will be on the Today Show. It's not letting me scroll this up. October 19th.
She's like a hero now to people because suddenly they're saying, wow, she doesn't give a flying leap about it.
I got to tell you, I met a lot of people who are like, why is she doing that? Ruining her career.
She's not ruining her career.
But they're thinking she's ruining also the careers of her children.
No, I don't think
you know
so.
What?
Because she wrote a book?
Because she wrote a book. And I said, but CBS will not let her on.
No, huh?
Nope, they will not let her on. They said it's all NBC's allowing her on, but not CBS.
She did Evening News, remember?
Exactly.
For a bunch of years we watched her. She was decent.
I have to get this book.
This book, I think, contact the publisher. See if we can get Katie Couric on our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? If you get Katie Couric on.
Oh my God.
They're trying to get her. They're trying to get her on Fox News, and you know, if she wants to sell the book, she should go everywhere.
She should, yeah.
Does she diss Matt Lauer? I haven't read anything she says about Matt Lauer.
I've not heard anything
about
that.
That's the one thing I haven't heard about. I bet. Just she worked with him closely. They've talked after this whole thing.
She must have something on him. She must. But again, I don't know. What's a cherry on top of the icing? What's the cherry on top of the cake? Yeah.
Is the icing on top of the cake?
Or the cherry on top of the sundae? The cherry on the bottom of the sundae?
No, it's on the top. It's not on the bottom. Okay. It's not a kid's. It's not a kid's ice cream
anyway,
treat.
Hey, listen, Jeb. You know what? Every year when we go to Saratoga, for the horse race.
Yes.
Because of the parking situation, a lot of people who have huge lawns, huge backyards,
right.
Jeff, anybody that lives in that area, they rent their backyards.
Yes, we've seen this.
How much can one person make from letting people park on their lawn or backyard?
A lot of money,
right?
Yeah, thousands.
Oh, my gosh. Every year in Saratoga, and they're there for weeks and weeks and weeks and
weeks. Right, like 7 weeks.
So guess what? Brian Laundrie's neighbors are reportedly charging media $3,500 to stake out.
To park in their lawn?
To camp out in their yards.
Really?
Yep.
But most likely he's not coming back home.
No, but the media's camped out at the kid's home.
Right, but they're in the street though, aren't they? They're on the lawns of the other people?
They're paying $3,500 a month to camp there.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
So they're taking advantage of that one.
So you think the reporters are in like a tent?
I don't know.
Are they making s'mores? They're sitting around like a campfire?
Yes, Jeff. Yes,
can they light a fire?
Yes, Jeff. That's what they're doing.
Light a fire in somebody's lawn?
Yes, Jeff. That's what they're doing.
That'd be just great.
By the way, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Did he find Brian yet?
No, he thinks it's all publicity stunt and that they know where he is. FBI knows where he is.
No, I don't think the FBI knows where he is. They bring him, but I think the family helped him. The parents helped him somewhere along the way.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
realizing that she was dead.
Yeah.
And I think this guy was so desperate that he duped everybody.
Jeff, they said there's a lot of sightings of him. There've been a lot of sightings of him.
Yeah, but there's sightings of a lot of people. You can't find
him. I think they'll find him, right? Sooner or later.
Yeah, the FBI finds people. It's pretty rare they don't. That's why you have America's Most Wanted. I wonder if that's coming back, by the way. They did a new season last year. Not without John Walsh.
Walsh has a new show,
right? But they did a season last year, like 10 episodes, and then.
But John Walsh is the show,
right? That's why I don't know if it was interesting. The new take was interesting. It was kind of modern, but I don't know if it's coming back. I'm not sure if they're bringing that back. It's coming back next week, I believe.
What?
I think it's next week. Maybe it's tomorrow. CSI, the original CSI.
Oh, really?
With William Peterson.
Oh,
and Georgia Fox.
How about the second guy that took over after Peterson left? Remember?
No, that was what's his name was on the show for a while.
I forgot
Ted,
his name.
Ted Danson did it.
Yeah, no, you know who I'm talking about, right? The one that got let go. Because I guess, remember, he was demanding a higher salary, I think, was it?
Yeah, but are you confusing that with the guy from Criminal Minds?
Oh, Criminal Minds. Okay.
No, he got fired for, like, harassment, right? Being mean to people on the set.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy from Dharma and Greg, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I liked him. He was good.
He wasn't nice to people, apparently.
Oh, wow, okay.
He was mean. Did you see Clint Eastwood has won a $6 million lawsuit against a Lithuanian company that they used his image to imply that he endorsed CBD. That Clint Eastwood was endorsing CBD for use, and that he won $6 million using his likeness.
Really?
He's got a new movie out too.
Oh, wow. He does?
Yeah.
I love Clint Eastwood.
It's called Cry Macho.
Is he actually going to be in it? Or
he's in it. He directed it. It's on. Matter of fact, we can get it. It's on HBO Max.
I'm watching that tonight.
Oh, really? Wait. There's a phone call coming in.
Who?
Who could this be on?
Hey, Carolina, it's your friend Clint, from Bridges of Madison County.
Yes, hi, Clint Eastwood.
Dirty Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Punk. Listen, Punk. Hey, JJ, you there?
Yeah, Clint.
Yeah, Punk, listen.
Yeah.
I don't hawk CBD products.
Oh, you don't?
I don't do that. Never smoked the weed, even though I live out here and lived out here in San Francisco for many years. Oh. Never did the weed. Smoked those little cigars in those movies, Fistful of Dollars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no cigars?
Yeah, the other one, you know, whatever the hell the movie was called. Those spaghetti westerns, you know. Anyway, glad I won this lawsuit. And go see my new movie where a 35-year-old girl propositions a 91-year-old guy, because that's realistic.
Oh.
Clint Eastwood, out.
Yeah, yeah, I read it in the movie.
Really? That's what it's about?
That's part of it.
Oh,
there's like
okay.
some 35-year-old guy, woman, propositions Clint Eastwood. He's like 90 in the movie, and he turns her down.
Wow, okay.
So
all right.
Maybe Clint, you know. But that's amazing. You see, we get celebrities calling
in
the show.
Yeah,
we've had,
that's great.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of celebrities. By the way, speaking of pot, Justin Bieber has just announced he's going into the cannabis business.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Wow, because he's never seen weed before.
Exactly.
You know what I want to open? I want to open a chain of Visine stores next to all the pot dispensaries.
Why? Oh, okay.
All right, you're not paying attention.
I got it.
When you look down your phone, you're not hearing my...
I get it.
Oh,
Visine, okay.
Oh, my God. Forget
about it. Hey, guys, if you want to advertise, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo.
We are.
Yeah, you know what, guys? If you want to come on the show, give Jeff a text. Shoot him a text, 516-637-3254. And, yes, next month, stay tuned, we have giveaways. We have a lot of giveaways.
We're going to bribe you.
Yes, we have tickets. We also have Tiffany jewelry.
Yeah.
Tiffany Jewelry. So stay tuned. Guys, love you. Thanks for supporting us. Tell your friends we are back. We record at least two or three times a week. Tomorrow or Friday, we have a throwback, okay? Throwback or flashback. So
I got an old one, a good one.
Yeah.
We haven't heard in years.
Wow, cool. All right, love you guys.
516-637-3254. JJ the DJ at optonline.net. Follow me at Traffic Jensen for traffic info and Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter otherwise, all right? You got it. Jeff Jensen on Facebook, too. Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.